message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah. We are continuing our series, the New Anointing and New Opportunity series. And we have been studying on the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has been the centerpiece of our study for this month of October. And I tell you, the best thing you can have is to have the Holy Spirit by your side. Hallelujah. And in the past teachings, Papas have taken us through the important facts about the anointing. And he said something. He said the anointing is the force of the Holy Spirit. The force of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one that brings about the anointing. And I tell you, you cannot operate on the level that God wants you to operate without the force of the Holy Spirit. That is, which is the anointing. And you know, many believed that the anointing is for pastors. Many believe that when you say you are anointed, that means you are a pastor. I want to disabuse your mind tonight. That the anointing is not for pastors alone. To be a good housewife, you need an anointing. Hallelujah. Because some men can be some men. Hallelujah. To be a good husband, you need the anointing. Because some women can be like the real woman. And you need the serious anointing to cope. To be a good parent, you need anointing. Because some teenagers can tell you what you don't know. Hallelujah. To be a successful engineer, you need the anointing. To be a successful medical doctor whose practice is known worldwide, you need the anointing. The anointing is not for ministry alone. Turn your Bible with me to the book of Exodus, chapter 31, from verse 1 to 3. The Bible says something there. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, verse 2, see, I have called by name Bezaleel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. Verse 3. And I have filled him with the Spirit of God. I filled him with what? With the Spirit of God. In wisdom, in understanding, in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship. Hallelujah. This man is not a pastor. He is not a priest. And verse 4 says, to devise cunning works, to work in gold and in silver, and in brass, and in cutting of stones, to set them in the carving of timber, to work in all manner of what? Workmanship. One single man is a sculptor, is a goldsmith, is a blacksmith, is a craftsman, is an artist. Why? Because the Spirit of God, which is the Holy Spirit, was released unto him. The book of Daniel, chapter 5, verse 12, talked about a man called Daniel. For as much as an excellent spirit and knowledge and understanding, interpreting of dreams and showing of hard sentences and dissolving of doubts, can you see that? Dissolving of doubts were found in the same Daniel whom the king named Belshazzar. Now let Daniel be called and he will shew the king. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Number 3, anointing hence struggling. Absence of the anointing is tantamount to a life of struggle, continual struggle and hardship. The anointing does not need, it does not advertise itself. When you are anointed, you don't need to advertise yourself. When your product, the product from an anointed person does not need advertisement. One of my bosses, one of my big guys used to say, better product, sell itself. Better product, now they sell itself. You don't need much advertisement. Why? Because the anointing is upon it. I pray for somebody that is in business this evening. The anointing of God is going to rest upon your business in the name of Jesus. Your height in life is a function or level of your anointing. And he went further to talk about the functions of the Holy Spirit, which is the force of the anointing. He's the comforter. John chapter 16 verse 5 to 7 talks about that. He's the liberty giver. The book of Isaiah chapter 61 verse 1 to 3 talks about that. The Holy Spirit is the liberty giver. The Spirit of the Lord is the liberty giver. He is the convictor of sin. He is the one that convicts men of their sin. Number 4, is the greatest teacher. The Holy Spirit is the greatest teacher. The book of John chapter 14, I think verse 21 talked about that. 26, is the distinguisher of men. He separates you from anybody distinguish you? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't know if you have been to a place where everybody is queen and somebody just come and say, you come out and separate you. That's the anointing. We had a testimony of one of our members, a family that went for a visa application at a particular embassy. And when they got there, one of the toughest embassies, when they got there, everybody were lining up and somebody just walked out and said, you come out, separate them. They didn't give the full details of that testimony. Somebody prayed for them. God used his servants to pray for them and anoint them before going. The anointing breaks yoke. Every yoke of disfavor tonight is broken in the name of Jesus. You want access to wisdom? Seek for the anointing. Seek for the anointing. Deuteronomy chapter 34 verse 9 talks about that. He's the giver of opportunities and direction. He's the greatest intercessor. I love that. The Bible said the Holy Spirit maketh intercession for us with groanings that cannot be halted. He's always praying for us. He's the giver of joy. He's the giver of joy. So tonight we are continuing the same direction. And the topic tonight is the wonders of befriending the Holy Spirit. We want to cut the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We want to cut the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I love the topic. Befriending the Holy Spirit. You know, it's good to be a friend of the Holy Spirit. Every man or every woman was once a friend to his or her spouse that he or she is married to now. Yes or no? Yes. It will start like friendship. I like you. I like you too. Like that, like that, like that. Then the thing will go and become, I do. Then the others follows. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The Holy Spirit is our friend. He's a person. So you can be his friend. Who is the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is the third person in Trinity. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God. And the Holy Spirit is a person. The Holy Spirit is a person. He has feelings. He has emotions. He can be hungry. You can grieve him. He can be happy with you. So the Holy Spirit is not dove or tongues of fire like we're made to know in Sunday schools in those days. No. Those are just symbols, representation of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a person. It's a person like you and I. Is the third person in Trinity and is the Spirit of God. And let me tell you this, everything God created came to effect by the reason of the power and of the force of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. And that is why when you are the carrier of the Spirit of God, you are a carrier of the power and the force of God. There's a scripture that I love quoting so much. One of my favorite scriptures. Because that scripture summarizes everything that we are. And that's the book of John chapter 3. John chapter 3. There's a place there that says, is it John chapter 3? Whosoever is born of God, whosoever is born. John chapter 3, yes. Chapter 4, verse 5. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is the flesh. And that which is born of the Spirit is what? Is spirit. In other words, if you are not born of the Spirit, you cannot enjoy the best of God. To as many that believed on him, to them has he given the what? The power to become sons of God. John chapter 1 verse 12. Even to them that believed on his name, he has given what? The power to become sons. That power is the force of the Holy Spirit. And I want to challenge you that you have to develop a relationship with the Holy Spirit. You need to develop a relationship with the Holy Spirit so that you can enjoy the wonders of God. The anointing is a force of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. What are the benefits of befriending this Holy Spirit? What are the benefits? Number one is access to insights and visions. Access to what? Insights and visions. Access to insights and visions. Turn your Bible with me to the book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 28. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Praise the Lord. And upon the servant and upon the handmaid in those days, I will pour out my spirit, and I will show wonders in heavens and in the earth. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God promises us that it shall come to pass. He will pour out his spirit. In other words, there will be release of deep insights and visions. The Holy Spirit converts on you the understanding of the mind of God per time. And that is what is called insight. You say, that guy has insight. It is because he has the confirmment of the understanding of the mind of God per time. Say, what a man of insight. What a man of foresight. It's as a result of the Holy Spirit working in his life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And I tell you, deep things are not revealed easily. Treasures are always hidden. And it takes a man of insight, deep insight and visions to seek treasures out. You will not see treasures on the surface. No. Gold is not found on the surface, on the floor. If gold is on the floor like sand, like we see sand everywhere. Oh boy, everybody go down, become rich. Everybody will be rich. Oil, the black gold, is not found on the surface. You have to go deep and deep and deep. In the beds of the ocean, in the beds of the rock, to flint out the oil. And I tell you, deep insight is embedded in the Holy Spirit. Don't you know, most likely, whom you are friend to will reveal what they know to you. Yes or no? Your friend will most likely reveal what they know to you. As a friend of the Holy Spirit, he will reveal the deep things of God unto you. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. So I want to challenge us tonight that if you want insight, if you want revelation, you have to be a friend of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the Spirit of God. He knows the mind of God per time. And because he knows the mind of God per time, he can reveal and give us insight into what God wants us to do. Acts of Apostles chapter 2 verse 17 also repeated what we read in Joel. But I want us to understand one thing. You cannot assess something from the Holy Spirit if you are not connected, if you are not in relationship with the Holy Spirit. Turn to your neighbor, say, be in relationship with the Holy Spirit. Say, be in relationship with the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Brethren, God wants us to enjoy the deep things that are embedded in Christ Jesus. Deep things. Deep things. Ideas that will turn around your level, that will take you from the place of oneness to bigness, that will take you to the place of stardom, is embedded in the Holy Spirit. They say idea rules the world, and the owner of the idea are the one that owns the world. Praise the Lord. One single idea, insight from the Holy Spirit, can change the life of a man forever. And that is why I want to challenge us tonight. Seek for fellowship with the Holy Spirit on a continual basis. As a student, that course is difficult. Yes, we know it's difficult. But do you know that the Holy Spirit is the greatest teacher? Time after time, many of us have enjoyed revelations and insight from the Holy Spirit in regard to our academics. Praise the Lord. The Holy Spirit will just reveal to you, this is what to do. Follow this path. This is where to read. Don't go to this place. Don't go to this place. Just take the past question. Yes, so and so, and study it. And that is it. The Holy Spirit is powerful. Turn to your neighbor, say the Holy Spirit is powerful. Number two, that leads us to number two. Empowerment unto good works. Empowerment unto good works. Acts of Apostles, chapter 10, verse 38. The book of Acts of Apostles, chapter 10, verse 38. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit does good work. So you most likely will do what your friend does. If the Holy Spirit is a doer of a good work, you are the friend of the Holy Spirit, definitely there's tendency for you to do the things, the same thing that your friend does. Praise the Lord. The Holy Spirit empowers us to be able to do good work like He empowered Christ. So when you have the Holy Spirit as your friend, you are empowered for good works. Good works include ability to do things that pleases God. Good works include doing things that is beneficial to humanity. Good works include living a life that is profitable to the kingdom. Praise the Lord. Good works is not just about buying cars and building houses and traveling abroad. No, they are good things, desirable things. But that's not what we are talking about. What we are talking about are the works that glorifies God. You can see where we read. The Bible says, Jesus Christ, who went about doing good, healing all those who were oppressed of the devil. Praise the Lord. So when you befriend and you cut the Holy Spirit, He empowers you. He engraces you to do similar work. Jesus Christ said, greater works than these shall you do. Greater works than these shall you do. You know why? Because the Holy Spirit will come upon you. And when it comes upon you, it empowers you to do good works. If the work you are doing now is not good, ask yourself if you have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a force that empowers one to do good works. And I pray that you will be empowered and engraced to good works in the name of Jesus. You will be empowered and engraced to do good works in the name of Jesus. The grace to do good works is released unto you in the name of Jesus. Good works is what distinguishes you. And I pray that God is taking you to that level in the name of Jesus. Number 13, benefits of the befriending the Holy Ghost is dominion. I love this. Dominion. 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 In the beginning, God gave man dominion. But man lost that dominion when sin came in. Genesis chapter 1 verse 28. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful, be multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it. And have dominion. The power for dominion was given unto man at the beginning. But man exchanged that power with the devil by disobeying God. It is not in the eating of the apple that takes away the dominion. It is the disobedience that takes away the dominion. It is the disobedience. If they did not disobey God, they would not eat the apple. Praise the Lord. So it is disobedience. And man lost it. But glory to God. The Bible said by one man sin came into the world. And by one man there is what? Redemption. Jesus came and restored us back. And He promised us that the Holy Spirit will come and will engrace us back to the level of dominion. These are the wonders of befriending the Holy Spirit. When you have the Holy Spirit as your friend, you live a life of dominion. You know why? Because the Holy Spirit is the comforter. He will always comfort you. He's the teacher. He always teaches you. He's the giver of wisdom. He gives you wisdom. He's the one that creates opportunities. He creates opportunities for you. He's the one that guides you. He gives you direction. He's the one that makes every oppressor to be subdued to you. And you have dominion. The anointed are the ones that has dominion. When King Saul was anointed. The Bible says he began to prophesy. And immediately, the Bible said the heart of everybody in Israel turned towards him. He began to have dominion. Why? He was just an ordinary man chasing after his father's lost animals. But by the conferment of the anointing upon his life, he became a man of authority. David was just 17 years old, thereabouts, when he was anointed. He was a youth. And the Bible says, from that particular day forward, the Spirit of God came upon him. He became a man of dominion that no Goliath or nobody can stand before him all the days of his life. David fought many battles, but David never lost a single battle. The anointed ones are the ones that have dominion. When you are anointed, you have the power for dominion. It's a pity many Christians, Holy Ghost filled, tongue speaking, cockroach will appear. They will jump, Jesus! It's amazing. You need to realize what you carry. You carry power. The devil that will torment you as an anointed person has not been born. When you are anointed, it's not that they will not come. They will come. But you are in the position of victory. Praise the Lord. You are not fighting from the position of the one that is fighting. No, you are fighting from the position of a victor. Praise the Lord. So we need to understand that the grace for dominion has been released unto us as a result of our friendship and fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Turn your Bible with me to the book of Daniel chapter 6 verse 3. The book of Daniel chapter 6 verse 3. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes because an excellent spirit. Can you see that? Because an excellent spirit was in him. The grace to be a carrier of an excellent spirit is released unto somebody in the name of Jesus. Because an excellent spirit was what was found in Daniel. He was preferred above all. Media didn't ask you to take that thing away. And the king set him, the king thought to set him over the whole realm. And that was eventually what happened. The king eventually set him over the whole realm. He became the one that rules over. And what do you call that one? Dominion. He had great dominion. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Verse 29 of Daniel chapter 5, verse 29. Then commanded Belshazzar, and they clothed Daniel with sackcloth, and put a chain of gold about his neck, and made a proclamation concerning him, that he should be the third ruler in the kingdom. That was even before the next one. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Daniel ruled over many dominions. Why? Because God was with him and he has the Spirit of God in him. May you be a carrier of the Spirit of God in the name of Jesus. I said, may you be a carrier of the Spirit of God in the name of Jesus. Number four. What are the benefits of befriending the Holy Spirit? Number four is personal revival. The Holy Spirit is a force for revival. The Holy Spirit is a force for revival. Every move of God moves upon the wings of the Holy Spirit. And your relationship with the Holy Spirit keeps you on point spiritually. And let me tell you this, one of the signs of you not in being in good relationship with the Holy Spirit is when there is no revival in your life. When you are down spiritually, it means you have lost your relationship with the Holy Spirit. You cannot be enjoying a buoyant relationship with the Holy Spirit and you will not be bubbling in the Lord. You will be revived. Because the Holy Spirit is not a dull spirit. It's not a sluggard spirit. It's not a lukewarm spirit. It's a vibrant spirit. It's a force. The Holy Spirit is a force that brings to effect things. It's a force that affect things and make things to happen. By the Holy Spirit, the entire world and everything in the world was created. Praise the Lord. So you cannot have the Holy Spirit and be in a state of coma spiritually and be comatized spiritually. No, 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 you cannot. You cannot be a friend of the Holy Spirit and there is no joy of God flowing through you. You cannot be a friend of the Holy Spirit and the devil will be molesting and mesmerizing you up and down. No, it's not possible. There will be fire. There will be revival. Praise the Lord. And that is why I want to challenge us tonight that we should walk after our relationship with the Holy Spirit. Just like the psalmist says, Psalm 42, I think, said, as the heart panted after the waters of the brook, so my soul longed after thee, O Lord. Pant after the Holy Spirit, brother. Seek after the Holy Spirit, sister. Don't let anything take away your fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Acts of Apostles chapter 2 from verse 1 says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one accord in one place, and suddenly came a sound from heaven as of a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. Verse 4, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongue as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there was a revival in the entire Jerusalem. The Holy Spirit brings about revival. You cannot have the Holy Spirit and you will not be able to pray, because the Holy Spirit helps us to pray. Hello? One of the signs that your relationship with the Holy Spirit is weak is when you cannot pray. When prayer is hard for you. When you are weak in the place of prayer. Another sign is when you pick the Bible and you begin to sleep. When the Bible becomes your diaper, when you cannot sleep, then you say, get me my Bible. Get me my Bible, son. Get me my Bible. And you open it, first verse, second verse, and the next thing is, and wrap it up. It's a sign that you are not in fellowship with the Holy Spirit. You might be speaking in tongue. Because it's the evidence that you have been filled, but you are not in fellowship. I mean, there are many people that speak in tongues, but they are not in fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Speaking in tongues is not an evidence of fellowship with the Holy Spirit. The revival is an evidence of fellowship with the Holy Spirit. The evidence that you have been filled, that you have received the Holy Spirit, that is speaking in tongues. You can receive a car key and not drive the car. And keep the car there. The best car. And you are still walking up and down. Say, what happened? Say, I don't know how to drive. Oh, I know how to drive, but I don't have driver's license. Oh, I have driver's license, but I don't know the road to where I'm going, so I don't want to use my car. That is the experience of many believers with the Holy Spirit. Many carry the Holy Spirit, but they just put the Holy Spirit in their handbag. Don't make the Holy Spirit an handbag partner. Papa said something, I think last week, about the pastor of the biggest church, Paul Yonggi Cho, who said many years ago that they wrote a book, The Holy Spirit, My What? Senior Partner. That is who the Holy Spirit is. So when you lack revival, it shows that your walk with the Holy Spirit is nothing to write home about. Because if you have the Holy Spirit, when you have not studied your Bible, it will be reminding you. You need to study. You need to study. It will get to a point that you will be shaking as if you're on drug. You. That time when your wife asks you for something, you can become a little bit not the way she wants. Why? Because something you just be feeling, something is not there. And when you study, you feel refreshed. It's like a man that has just finished a bowl of nice meal. You feel refreshed. You feel happy. You feel radiant. There is joy bubbling through. And you want to fellowship. You long for that fellowship. You long for that interaction with the Holy Spirit. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is your friend. Every man wants to be with his friend that he loves. Praise the Lord. A life without revival is a life without the Holy Spirit. Number five. Boldness for evangelism and outreaches. One of the benefits of the Holy Spirit is that when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, it releases the power for evangelism, for preaching the gospel. Acts of Apostles chapter 1 verse 8 talks about that. And ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, in Judea, and Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. After the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit confers on you the power for evangelism. And that is why it's another sign of those who don't have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. They don't like going on evangelism. Having the form thereof, but lacking the power therein. It's in the form of godliness, but the power that is embedded in God is not there. But therefore, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto what? Unto salvation. Romans chapter 1 verse 16. Brethren, we can have the form, but deny the power. But the Holy Spirit empowers and engraces. Perhaps you are timid in preaching the gospel. When you receive the Holy Spirit, it empowers you to preach the gospel with boldness and with courage. Your best ally for evangelism and your greatest ally for evangelism is the Holy Ghost. Because it is the Holy Ghost that convicts men of their sin, not your sweet talk. Your talk does not change anything. Your beautiful face and smile changes nothing. It is the Holy Spirit that convicts men of their sin. So you need the Holy Spirit. And I pray that God will fill us with the Spirit of God in the name of Jesus. Quickly, how to become the friend of the Holy Spirit. How to befriend the Holy Spirit. Number one is obedience. We've talked about that earlier. Absolute obedience leads to a righteous life. The Holy Spirit is a Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is an holy person. He's a holy person. Just like the name implies, not just a spirit, but Holy Spirit. And you cannot walk with whom you are not compatible with. It's not possible for you to walk, to become a friend of somebody that you are not compatible with. Can two walk together except they walk, except they agree? So if you are a sinner, you cannot walk with the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is what? The Holy Spirit is holy. So you have to be obedient. You have to live a life of holiness to be a friend of the Holy Spirit. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 16. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am what? For I am holy. God is holy, and he wants us to be holy. And the question will be, is it possible to be holy? Yes. By the empowerment and the engracement of the Holy Spirit. It's possible. By the grace of God. Hallelujah. But we say our righteousness is not of us. It's not by our own power. It's not by your own power. But by the grace of God that is released unto you. Number two, a buoyant worship life. A buoyant worship life. A buoyant worship life. Worship attracts the Spirit of God. You know why? Because God loves worship. Your worship is your expression of love to God. Your worship is your expression of love to God. So when you worship God, you are expressing your love to God. And I tell you, nobody deny love. Nobody reject love. The Holy Spirit has emotion. So when you show him love, what do you think? He will also express love back. Hallelujah. And the best lover is the Holy Spirit. The best lover. Praise the Lord. So your worship is an expression of your love for God. And when you express your love to God, God blesses you. My prayer is that each and every one of us will receive the grace of worship in the name of Jesus. Receive the grace for worship. One of the best things that you can learn how to do is to know how to worship God. I tell you, it takes you to the presence of God. And the Spirit of God begins to romance with you. And you begin to enjoy an atmosphere that is out of this world. I don't know if you have been there before. It's better and greater, sweeter than the expression of love of a woman. Hallelujah. When you are in that state, you forget about everything. You just want to be with your lover, which is the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. There's a song that I used to sing. I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love. I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love. Sweet Holy Spirit, I'm in love. I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love. I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love. Sweet Holy Spirit, I'm in love. That is it. You flow. You compose your own love song for the Holy Spirit. Yeah. You compose love song for the Holy Spirit. And I tell you, we fill your heart with His love. And at that point, you begin to receive ideas. You begin to receive insights. You begin to receive direction. He begin to tell you things. Why? Because when you express your love to somebody, and the person is in love with you, you will enjoy you. If a man, a woman is in love with you, and you are expressing love. Women know how to show love more than men. And I tell you, Holy Spirit knows how to show love more than women. Yeah. Hallelujah. Don't be jealous if you're a woman. Turn to your neighbor, say, don't be jealous. Hallelujah. Women can show love. Really. Women know how to show love. Men in the house learn how to show love also. Some of us, we don't know how to show love. To even say, I love you is difficult for many of us. So say, I love you to your wife is very difficult. Very difficult. But I tell you, it's good to show love. Turn to your neighbor, say, show love. May you enjoy the love of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Number three is praying in the Spirit. Praying in the Spirit. Praying in the Spirit. The book of Jude verse 20. Jude has only one chapter. Jude chapter 1 verse 20 talked about that. It says, but ye beloved, building yourself on your most holy faith, pray in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost. When you pray in the Holy Ghost, you are speaking the language of the Holy Ghost. And whom you converse with more is whom you relate with more. And whom you relate with more is most likely whom you will love. So you must continuously flow in the language of the Holy Spirit, which is speaking in tongues. I tell you, this day I enjoy speaking in tongue. You know why? You speak in tongue for hours, you are not tired. Sometimes when you are praying in your understanding, after like 1 hour, you don't know what to say again. I don't know if you have been there before. After praying for like 30 minutes, sometimes you start repeating, rehearsing the prayer again. Even sometimes we write the prayer point down. Sometimes I used to do, especially when I want to intercede for people, I write the prayer point. So, write the name, write prayer point, right? Then after like 30 minutes, I've exhausted all the prayer point. Then you go back again and say, hey, which one should I pray for again? But when you switch to the language of the Holy Spirit, He gives it you. He makes you to pray in a way that you will not understand. Papa explained to us last week that the Holy Spirit prays with groanings. You see things happening in your life, you think it is just by your prayer. No! The Holy Spirit is praying for you, brother. He's praying for you. So when you converse with Him in His language, He enjoys it. And He engrace you. And you see yourself flowing. 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 30 minutes, 1 hour, 1.5, 2 hours, you are still flowing and you are not tired. Why? Because He engraces you, because He loves to talk to you. And sometimes when you are praying such prayer, always have your notebook and your pen beside you. Always do, because He will speak to you. As you are flowing, la kashatali araba sutoli araba le karosheteli araba la krosotoli araba, you will just drop it. Do you know that I have this plan and this plan for you? Just follow this route. Pick your notes. Write it down. Le karosheteli araba suto. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for that insight. Le brosheteli sa. You want more? Yes, I want more. Then He will give you more. Hallelujah. Sometimes after you finish those kind of prayers, when you sleep, you begin to dream some dreams that are powerful. He begin to show you Maybe while you are praying, you were not patient enough for him to speak to you. You say, okay, no problem. Finish. When you sleep, then he'll begin to expose to you the enemy and the reason why your prayers are not being answered. Then you begin to see mysteries. And when you wake up, don't just wake up and say, fire to my enemy. No. Before firing the enemy, first thank the Holy Spirit, the revealer of all secrets. That was what Daniel did. When God revealed the secret of the king to him, the dream of the king, said, glory be to God, the creator of heaven and earth, who has given me the wisdom, who has revealed this thing by his spirit. You first thank the God, thank the Holy Spirit, thank you. Then you now say, hey, now Holy Spirit, time to battle. Join me. Hold my hand as I fire back. Then you fire them back. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praying in the Holy Ghost is powerful. It's one of the most powerful weapons. You know why? The enemy cannot speak that language. The devil understands every language in the world except speaking in tongues. Because it's the language of angels. And he has lost that ability to speak the language of angels when he was cast out of heaven. So he can't understand. I pray that God will give us the grace to speak in the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. And last but not the least is work in humility. Work in humility. Your walk with the Holy Spirit must be with humility. The proud God resists. So if God resists the proud, the Spirit of God will resist the proud. Hello? But the Spirit of God will resist the proud. So you must understand that humility is a key factor in being a friend of the Holy Ghost. If you are not humble, you cannot walk with the Holy Ghost. You know why? Because when he's telling you what to do, your pride will not allow you to do it. For example, you have offended your husband or your wife, and you are praying. The Holy Spirit said, before you even start, so that this prayer can be answered, go settle with your wife. And you are demanding, settle with her. Okay. No, I cannot. Then he reminds you, 1 Peter 3:7. Now look, if you don't settle, your prayer will not be answered. You say, if I go settle with her and she will think I'm weak, then our wing will grow. I will not go. It's pride. It's pride. And when you do that, correct you first time, you reject, second time, he will step aside. That's what the Holy Spirit does. He'll just be looking at you. And you keep on praying. God, this career, I must be promoted. Say, promote God, promote me. You remain there. God helps you. You are able to listen enough and quickly retrace your steps. See, there are some things that don't just happen. Humility is a great factor. If you read through the Bible, everyone that is filled with the Holy Ghost are humble people. Our Lord Jesus Christ is an example. Who thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but humbled himself. And because he did this, God engraced him and empowered him and gave him a name that is above every other name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. I want to tell you this, that humility is a key factor in being a friend of the Holy Spirit. May God give you and I the grace to be humble continually in the name of Jesus. Some people are humble at certain situations in their life. They are not humble continually. When they need something from God, they become humble. Gentle and humble. The moment they get the thing, further grow again. They need another thing, they become, God, I know me, Uluwa. They become humble. The grace to be humble continually, God will release unto you in the name of Jesus.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.